Today's share in the Deir Shemishna Buriyomi program is Daf Resh Samach Ches Omud Beis. And we are in the fourth volume of Mishna Bura, and Eretz Hashem, we are going to begin and end a short Simon Tuf Gimel today, which deals with Din of Bika Shekifua Einam Yehudim, which deals with the valley where Jewish people went into it on Erev Shabbos that didn't have any mechitzas around them, and then Goyim built mechitzas around them on Shabbos. What is the halacha in regards to Tchum? We've already discussed previously what the halacha is in regards to being able to be carrying in that area. A mechitza that's made on Shabbos is a valid mechitza in terms of enclosing an area for carrying, but we'll see the halacha is different in regards to Tchum. So we begin with the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Shavaz bibika. If a Jewish person went and made his shvisa on Shabbos, in Erev Shabbos, as he's going, stopping over there, and he is in this valley area, in this bika, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Aleph tells us pirush. V'kana shom shvisa. He gets his place over there. Lios lo mimkomo. That will be his focal point for Shabbos. Laloch alpaim l'chol ruach. As we already learned previously, he gets 2,000 due north, due south, due east, due west. So that is his makom shvisa. However, of course, avol l'taltel, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, to carry in that area ein lo rak b'arba amos. That is considered the karmelisi. It's a karmelis and midrabbanan. You're not allowed to carry in that area more than dalet amos. So in regards to carrying, he certainly can't carry there. But the person has a regular tum Shabbos, 2,000 amos due north, south, east, and west in each direction. And then you gain the corners, as we've said already many times. That is the halacha. And if nothing else happens, he goes through the Shabbos, has his tum, everything is good. But here, something else happened. Shavas bebeka v'hikifua einam yehudim b'shabbos mechitzos ledira. They have non-Jewish friends over here that go and build a mechitza around this area for them. Maybe they're hoping to get some payment for this, whatever the situation may be. Now, non-Jewish people have gone and built a mechitza around this area where the Jews were shavas in this bika without a mechitza at the start of Shabbos. Mishbur explains in Sivkot and Beis, sha'asu lo mechitza sviva. They made some sort of a mechitza around it. They put up a picket fence. V'kaimalon mechitza asuyi b'shabbos shemechitza. And we've already learned previously, in regards to the halachos of carrying, that a mechitza, even if it's put up on Shabbos, it functions as a mechitza to make that area a yirishus hayochid, an enclosure. And there's your footnote number one reminds us, v'imnetza mechitza aydei Yisrael. That's if a non-Jewish person does it. What happens if a Jewish person, a non-religious person, or a person didn't realize? So we already learned in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Samach Beis, and the Mishnah Berurah over there, she'im lo yoda ha'oseh shayom Shabbos. If the person didn't know that today was Shabbos, he made a mistake. Oh, shemalach hazu asuri. He's a non-religious Jew. He didn't know there's anything wrong with this over here. So then, it's also considered harezu mechitza gemur. It is a functional halachic mechitza. However, the rabbis consider us over here, it also came amazing, if it was a from person, and he knows you're not allowed to do this. So, einon nechsheves kemechitza el lahachmir. Then, we don't allow lahakil for a leniency to allow you to carry in this area, but we consider it a mechitza if somebody were to throw from a real Rishus HaRabin into this area, they would be chayiv in that situation. But to be metalto besocha yosef midalad amos is not allowed. So it has the worst of all words. It's considered a mechitza in terms that it's not a Rishus HaYochid compared to the rest of the Rishus HaRabin, and it's not considered a Rishus HaYochid over here in terms of carrying within it. In any event, that's the din in regards to a Jew doing this. If a non-Jewish person did it in regards to mechitza, it is a valid mechitza. As long as it was done ledira, for dwelling purposes, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Gimel, Shekifua Lo Dor Besocha. It was made to enclose the area so you'd have more dwelling space over here. The Ilav Hachi, because if it wasn't done for dwelling purposes, Ima Hekav Yosef Beis Hasayim, then if it's larger than a Beis Hasayim, which we've already explained, Shu Shivim Amma Al Shivim Amma, which is 70 and 2/3 Amma by 70 and 2/3 Amma, which is 5,000 square Amos, so Lo Mishtayu L'Tiltulei Ba Elo Ba'arba Amos, then you wouldn't be allowed to go and carry in if it wasn't Mukaf Ladira. If it's larger than 5,000 square Amos, you wouldn't be allowed to carry within this area except Dalet Amos. We treat it just like Rosh Hashanah. Afilo Ayde Zvika, and you can't even throw in this area more than Dalet Amos, the same din would apply, even though it's enclosed. So, again, the facts in this situation are, non-Jewish people, they enclosed your Bika area that you're staying in on Erev Shabbos, which did not have a enclosure at the start of Shabbos. They made a mechitza l'shem dira for you on Shabbos. So what is the halacha? In regards to carrying, you'd be allowed to carry within this area. It's like Rishus HaYochid now. However, in regards to tchum, you don't gain anything. Eino holech ba Elo alpayim amma. Even though this enclosure is, let's say, 1,000 amma by 1,000 amma, whatever it is. So you don't count that as dalet amos. That is all as if your focal point was still where it was at the start of Shabbos, and you get 2,000 amos in every direction from your focal point, regardless of how much has been enclosed. Eino holich bo elo alpayim ama. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkat and Dalet. Mimokom shekhan shvitzer, wherever your focal point was at the start of Shabbos, lo mahani le, you don't benefit at all. Hai mechitzos, these new mechitzos that the guy put up, they don't help you klal at all. Inyan hiluch in regards to extending your trum even 1 inch. Why not? She'eino kulo ki arba amos, because the Mechaber tells us we don't view this all over here as being one big dalet amos, like a city would be, or any other enclosure that was present at the start of Shabbos, because kiven shloshovas bi'avir ha-mechitzos, because at the start of Shabbos, when your tchum takes effect, at that moment in time, you did not have a enclosure around you. And therefore, you might be able to be metaltal in it, umetaltal bakula aydei zrika. You could go and throw within this area, and not being overthrowing more than dalet amos. Shiocha lizrok afilu chutz le'alpayim. And here you can even throw more than alpayim, because there's no iser over here of the item over here being carried. Shehari b'shus ha'yochid gamahu. It is considered Shusha Yochid in this respect in regards to the Mimukaf Ladira. As we'll see in a moment, what about you're not allowed to have your items go beyond the Trum? So let's say you're throwing something that's Chefse Hefker. It doesn't have your ownership. You didn't own it. Or it actually belongs to somebody else. And it has that person's Trum, and he's allowed to go beyond your 2,000 Amos. So there is no problem with carrying in this area. And even to throw it beyond the Trum wouldn't be a problem as long as the item could go beyond the Trum. It's not your item. But you certainly cannot go and throw your item beyond your original Trum, despite the fact that there are mechitzas over here. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sif Katan Hey. Rotsaloma, the Mechaber is telling us over here, the lo mahani mechitzos, these mechitzas over here, aren't going to be beneficial at all. Lios al yodam kol hashetach ki arba amos. It doesn't make this into a dalet amos situation for you, that the entire enclosed area is just viewed as dalet amos. Elo, that only applies hecha shayom mechitzos mibod yom bishavas besochan. That only applies if it was done at the start of Shabbos. In other words, when you were Shavas, when you sat down over there and said, this is my focal point, you were within the enclosure. But if you're not within the enclosure, it doesn't help you. Avokan, in our case, Shebeina Shmarshos Lohyomukefas, it wasn't surrounded. And at that moment that Shabbos started, you only got your 2,000 Amas, due north, due south, due east, due west. So even though Av Shehekifu Mechitzos B'Shabbos, even though subsequently the non-Jewish person made a valid Mechitza on Shabbos, which he's allowed to do, and you're allowed to benefit from carrying, nevertheless, Ein Lo Lahaloch El Alpayim Shelo Kidmei. It doesn't help you at all in regards to Tchum. So again, an interesting distinction. In regards to carrying, it helps. In regards to Tchum, it doesn't help at all. And the Lo Domei L'Simen Tofei, and this is not like what we're going to learn in a couple of days in Simen Tofei, which we're going to talk there, Bim Hotziyu Akum Bal Karcho. If a non-Jewish person physically takes a Jewish person outside his Tchum, he forces him to go outside his Tchum, Chutz L'Tchumo. So then what do we do for that person's tchum? Normally when you go outside, you tchum voluntarily, so then you're stuck. You can't move dalet amos. So in this situation, unesanu toch ir acheres, if the goyim put you into another city, hamukefes choma, that was surrounded by a wall, l'shem dira, demahalech is kula. The rabbis entitled the person to go and walk within that entire city. We view that entire city as dalet amos. How come there, he wasn't shavas there at the start, did the rabbis, were they makel in simen tafei in that situation, but they're not makel over here? So we explain, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chashvinon le kol ir ki arba amos. In that situation, we consider the entire city to be his dalet amos, even though v'yafal gav shalo shavas b'avir mechitzos b'vod yom, even though he wasn't within that city at the start of Shabbos, because over there, the Hossam, in that situation, halo hu chutz l'tchumo, he is outside his tchum, the ein lo min hadin l'halich rak b'arba amos, and he would be stuck there, and he'd only have 4 amos. He can't move more than 4 amos all Shabbos, 6 to 8 feet. And if the rabbis weren't makel in that situation to allow the entire city to be his dalet amos, in that situation he would really, really, really be stuck over there, not being able to move more than 6 to 8 feet, dalet amos. And therefore, since this is a din derabanan, therefore the rabbis were leaning in this situation, kivin shiyotz of onus, because he didn't leave voluntarily, he was forced out by the goyim to go there. And therefore they were make to allow the entire city to be considered like Dalet Amos for him. As opposed to over here, Masha'en King Khan. In our scenario, if you don't include the enclosure that the guy made, so the guy's still got 2,000 amas. He has plenty of room. So since he can still walk around quite a bit, 2,000 amas in every direction, the rabbis didn't find any reason to be makel in this situation. You weren't shovas within the walls on the start of Shabbos, so you don't get the benefit of the walls in regards to Hilchos Tchov. Sivkot and Vav, but you're out to carry within the entire area. Rots Olam, and Mishpah is telling us over here that the Mechaber says, after Inyan Hiluch, even though in regards to walking, lo nechshav hakev klal l'mechitzas, machbash lo shavas b'yavir mechitzos, even though in regards to Tchum, it doesn't help you at all. Nevertheless, l'inyan isur tilto lo ichpat lon bozeh. The fact that you have a dichotomy over here, for Tchum it doesn't help, but for carrying it does help, is not a problem. Why? Because the bottom line is, carrying has nothing to do with what it was at Erev Shabbos. If you're within an Erev, at the start of Shabbos, and then you walk someplace outside the Erev, so then no problem. When you're in the Erev, you're in the Erev. When you're not in the Erev, you're not in the Erev. So to over here, at the start of Shabbos, you weren't in an Erev. Now you are in an Erev, and therefore there's no problem. As we already pointed out a number of times today and previously, and Mechitza that is made on Shabbos is a valid Mechitza, with the exception, as we pointed out, Dirshu footnote number one, if a Jewish person did it intentionally, then the rabbis added a knas over here. Sivkot and Zayin, we said you could even throw within this entire enclosure, even though it's beyond your tchum. How are you allowed to do that? Your items are stuck by your tchum as well. So the Mishnah explains Sivkot and Zayin. I already said this before. V'davko b'chafotzim shalodim acher. These items have to belong to somebody else who does have the right to go within that longer tchum than you have. Shemakiya tchum olahalon me'apayim shalo. That his tchum extends into the area where you're throwing it from, into the area where you're throwing it to. Or as I mentioned, that it's something that's chetzi hefker, and chetzi hefker are in kona shvisa. Therefore, if you don't intend to acquire it when you pick it up, so it's still hefker, you can throw it as far as you want because there's no problem of your stuff going outside the tchum, and there's no problem of carrying because it's within the enclosure. Because if it was your stuff, if we're talking about your stuff, hari also lo lichum chutz l'tchum, then you wouldn't be allowed to go bring it beyond your tchum, even though it is allowed by a halach of carrying to go beyond there. If it was your keli, if it was your utensil, your ball, let's say, so then it would have the halachic tchum that you have. As we've already learned previously, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to have it go, your item go beyond your tchum, even though there's no problem of carrying, but there is a problem of tchum for your item. The Ramah adds over here, and he says, Avol, letaltel mamish chutz li'arba amos, but to actually have you go and bring it beyond the dalet amos over here, Asur afilu toch alpayim. So when you're throwing it, that's one thing, but to actually carry it, he brings down from the Beis Yosef in the name of the Tosos and Agos Hashri, that you wouldn't be allowed to do. What exactly does he mean over here? As we'll see, this is really a das yochid. This is the Ramah's opinion, which the Mishnah will say many achronim disagree with. So if we look in Sivkot and Ches, letal to mamish, so the Mishnah says, ka'orche shelo ayde zrika, to actually carry it, dalet amos, as opposed to throw it, that's problematic according to Ramah. Why? He says it's osur, Sivkot and Tes. The reasoning is, vatam, the kivan di evshalo letal to chutz li alpayim, elo ayde zrika, since the only way he's allowed to go beyond the alpayim ama over here is by throwing it, because he physically can't walk beyond that point in time. So, as we pointed out, if it's an item that's a chefse hefker, or it's somebody else's item, so there's no problem in the item itself going beyond the tchum, but he can't go beyond the tchum no matter what, so he can't carry it beyond the tchum, he can only throw it beyond the tchum, so it's only permissible ayde zrika. The ev shalo lahaloch shom, he can't walk there himself, so toch alpayim shlo, so for the rest of the alpayim is considered over here, nami osul talto kiorcha. He can't go and carry it in the normal fashion. Why not? Mishum dalpaim shalo nifrats bimilua lemokuma osu. This is something we had learned previously in regards to Hilchos of Mechitzos, and that is if your area you can carry in is breached to an area that you can carry in, so here the 2,000 amas that you can carry in is breached to a larger area or an area that you can't carry into beyond your tchum, so then you're not allowed to. Then you wouldn't be allowed to carry it under normal circumstances. That is the din over here that there are more paskins. However, the Mishbura says, V'dad, the Rov HaPoskim, he brings down the Sharet Zion, who this Rov HaPoskim is. This is Rashi, the Rabbeinu Yonason, the Arzurua, the Ritva, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, and in the Rabbeinu Hananel, he seems to suggest this as well. And the El Yerabba brings us down the name of the Prisha, and that the Rosh and the Tor seem to say like this as well. This is also the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, and it's only over here, the Ramah is only Tosos and Dagos Ashrei. So therefore, since the Rov HaPoskim, the Mishmur continues, Cholkim Azeh, they disagree with this Ramah, Usvir Lhu, the Toch HaPayim, Af Betultul Ki Orchi Mutter, they hold that even within the Alpayim you're allowed to carry over here, because this is not called, the Lo Mikrei Poritz L'Mokom Arts, it's not called that it's open to an area you can't carry. The Mokom HaMutter B'Yetzim, the place is permissible. You just can't go there for technical reasons, but the place is Mutter. And therefore, V'Rak M'nei Sheev Shalom Leilich L'Sham Shulchut L'Alpayim, since this is just beyond this Tchum, and that's the only reason you can't go there, therefore, it would be allowed to carry in this area as well. So, Ein Lo Eitzo L'Taltu L'Sham Kim Al Yidei Zrika, therefore, beyond that, he can only go by throwing. So, only Tosos and Lagos Hashvi say that that's a problem, therefore, other than throwing even the area before that, but most of the Achronim and Rishonim that we mentioned disagree, and therefore, V'chein Hiskimu Achronim brings down Halach L'maisa in Haritzion Osei, the Taz, the Vilnagon, they both passing like this, as does the Elia Rabbah, in the name of other poskim, and so many other Achronim, and only the Bach over here paskins this Ramor L'chumra. In the issue footnote number 5, we further try to understand the Ramor's Shita on Tosos, that the Chazon Ish explains, since if you were standing right at the edge of the Tchum, you couldn't be moshit your arm to go beyond the Alpayim Amah, that's why it's considered over here, Nechshav Leporetz Lemokom HaOser. The issue footnote number 6 brings down from the Prima Gadim, a nafkamina of Tosas Ashita, is that if your Tchum ends in the middle of a city, so you don't get the entire city, so then you couldn't carry in the first part of the city, even though everybody else can carry in that first part of the city, because the rest of the city is considered over here, a Mokom Poritz Lemokom HaOser. Finally, in the issue foot number 7, he brings down that this obviously wouldn't apply in Yontif, because in Yontif there's no problem over here of carrying, so you could carry the entire area. Finally, the issue footnote number 8 brings down a different reason than the one that the Mishnah Berurah brought down in the name of the Taz and the Vilna Gaon, the Lo Mikrei Poritz L'Mokom HaOser, the Mokom HaMutter B'Yetzim, because technically that's an open area and it's allowed to be carried in, even though you can't go there. So he brings a different reason according to the Marsha. And he says, Shegam Chutz L'Alpayim Mutter L'Taltal Yedei Zrika, since you technically can throw beyond that, that's not a problem. Nimtzo She'en HaMokom Hu Osu L'Gamri, it's not considered really a Mokom HaOser over here, and therefore you don't have the problem over here, it's being Poritz L'Mokom HaOser. With this, we conclude Simon Tov Gimel and today's Shir.